This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now you might be able to hear the cooking in the background. The smell in the studio is fantastic, and there's no doubt that vegetarianism and veganism have recently shot to the top of the culinary agenda. Yes, there are arguments about whether it's quite proper to emulate meat by referring to veggie sausages or mince, as you may have heard on the Today programme today, but every cookery book that's being published at the moment has vegetables and grains at its centre. Ellie Kershen, known online as Ellie Pear, is no exception. Her latest is called Green, and she is in the midst of cooking the perfect spiced paneer, spinach and grains. Ellie, how did you start? I saw you grating the garlic in
there. Good morning. Yeah, I actually started this morning before I even got here. I've kind of fried off the paneer at home because that's quite boring to listen to. It takes not very long, but you have to make sure that everything's nicely browned. So I did that before I got here. And then in the pan now, there's cumin seeds and ginger and garlic. That combo always smells great. And then I put the paneer back into the pan, and I put in some tandoori spice paste and a splash of water just to make it all kind of mix together.
And the oil is coconut oil, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Just because I love the flavour of it with this. You could use any oil, it's fine. But I think that little kind of coconutty taste works really well with here with this. And then it's just kind of cooking all together for a bit. I'm going to add in some peas and some baby spinach. And then we're adding some mixed grains, and I'm going to make a kind of yoghurty mint sauce to go with it as well.
What are the mixed grains that you're putting
in? The ones I'm using, I'm actually going to use two different kinds. In the book, I've taught people how to do them themselves at home, which is obviously the cheapest and best way to do it. But these packets are so widely available now as well, and they do really speed things up. So I've got one that's a grain one, which is a mixture of red rice and quinoa with all sorts of other things in there, pearl barley, frika, wheat berries, different things. And then I've got another one which is a mixture of different kinds of rice, but you can use plain brown rice on its own. I say brown because the flavour is so much better than white, it's nuttier, but any sort of grain that you like, cook it at home and freeze it in portions, then it's ready to go when you want to cook this.
And why paneer rather than any other type of cheese?
I think a lot of people are really familiar with halloumi, the way that it holds itself together, it's not going to fall apart. And paneer is the same as that. It's an Indian style of cheese. It's a mild taste, but it's got a great, really firm texture. So you can cube it up and fry it off and it will stay in one piece. So I think for a lot of people, if you stop eating meat, you're looking for something really filling and satisfying to chew on. And paneer is really great for that.
Now, I know you stopped eating meat in 1989, which is quite a while.
It's a really long time ago.
But how has being a vegetarian changed since then?
It's definitely got a lot easier. I think a lot of people see the amount of veggie and vegan products on the shelves going up all the time, which is great. But I would say that the food that I'm cooking is not relying on those packaged new inventions at all. I'm cooking with vegetables and grains and pulses and dairy and things that aren't anything new. Maybe new ways of doing things, hopefully giving people some new ideas, but I'm not trying to encourage people to buy all those kind of new vegan products that you might see on the shelves. That's not the way
I cook. The newfangled stuff.
It's just not the way that I cook.
You do it from fresh,
exactly. I'm just adding the peas back into the pan now as well. They were just frozen peas, but Obviously, it's going to be pea season soon, so you can use fresh peas if you want.
It's not always easy for people to buy fresh from a greengrocer or a farmer's market, and those things are not always cheap.
Absolutely.
Either. How do you adapt recipes if you can't buy the ingredients fresh? I mean, you've got some packets there.
Yeah, I've got frozen peas from the freezer, which must be the number one most available vegetable in this country. And I've got baby spinach, which is also in a bag from the supermarket. I would always try and shop in my greengrocer and try and reduce packaging as much as possible. But I'm very lucky where I live in Bristol. That is an option for me. It's not an option for everybody, and I'm well aware of that. So I think encouraging readers to understand what can be changed, what can be swapped around. I'm answering questions constantly on Instagram from people asking me those sort of things, like if a recipe, for example, includes butternut squash, can I do it with sweet potato instead?
Can
those,
you?
Yes, most of the time the answer is yes. For something like this, if someone said, I don't like peas, what else could I use? Then I'm there and always trying to answer those questions. But encouraging people to see new ways of putting a dish together. So this basically is the spice cheese, the mixed grains. If you don't like peas, swap it for something else. Chop up some broccoli, perhaps, and mix that through, or something else that you do like. It's about getting some cheese, some grains and some veg into this. But if you want to swap it around, that's absolutely fine.
What impact has social media had on, and I hesitate to use the word fashion, but I will, the fashion for vegetarian eating?
Social media is a huge part of the way that my books come together, because I'm constantly in this feedback loop with my readers. I'm helping them, hopefully, think of new ways to cook and eat, but they're helping me hugely, because I'm constantly being asked questions. I'm aware of what my readers want and need. When I make something, I can see how often those recipes are saved. I can't see who's saving them, but I can see how many times they've been saved. I can see the questions that people want to know, if it's quick weeknight dinners, or ideas for things they can make for pat lunch the next day, all those sort of things. I'm constantly aware of what my readers need. So every book that I write is a response to that.
I know you've done supper clubs, and, mm-hmm. and pop-up restaurants have become very popular. Why is that style now becoming popular, rather than somebody saying, right, I'm known now, I'll open a restaurant?
I think financial reasons are the biggest drive. For people to be able to dip their toe in and see how they get on without having to commit to opening somewhere permanent is a huge part of it. Getting to try out ideas, seeing what people want. The underground restaurant that I ran was many years ago, when this was kind of a new idea. It's definitely not a new idea anymore. But people being able to have a go at things without committing full time is huge. And it means that maybe young people or new to the industry people can have a little test run.
I'm going to have to wait to try that.
Okay.
Until later, because it's not quite finished, even though it is a super quick mm-hmm. dish to do. We won't waste anything. I know you hate food waste.
Absolutely.
So you finish cooking it and I will try it later. And now under my nose comes Ellie Pear's lunch. I'm going to taste it now.
It's your lunch now.
It's my lunch, is it? Yes, you cooked it. It's my lunch. And this is, just tell me what it is again.
It's quite hot, so do be careful. It is spiced paneer, spinach and pea grain bowl, and that's mint yoghurt sauce on the top as well.
Oh, it's really very, 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 very tasty.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Not too hot either, heat-wise, from the cooking.
It's totally up to you how much of the tandoori space
spice
you put in.
Yeah. Might just avoid those little chilies that are on the top, just for now. Might eat them later. But Ellie, that is really delicious.
Thank you
very much for
You're
being
very
with
welcome.
Us this morning. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.